Hi, is this Kenneth?
No, this is Mom.
How you doing, Ms. Hendricks? This is Rudy from MD Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues, okay? Your opinions are needed. This call is quick and confidential. Do you have a little bit of time?
No, I'm not doing any opinions. I got a medical problem here, and I don't have time for surveys.
Well, let me ask you this, and I'll try to be fast, as I mentioned, okay, and it's very important your answers are confidential. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else? It's just one of the first questions here.
I'm female.
Female, good. All right, in which state do you currently reside? Do you reside in Arizona?
Maryland.
Nevada? Maryland, excellent. I see that already. Are you registered to vote in Maryland?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your the year of your birth, if you don't mind me asking?
60.
1960? Okay. Okay. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. And what is your race? White, black, or African American? White. Okay.
White.
All right. Thank you. And politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Okay. And do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Neither.
Neither. Okay. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of your power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means your vote has a lot of power. Where would you say your voice stands?
8.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Trump?
Yeah.
Okay. And I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Senate were held today, for whom would you vote to be your senator? Democrat Angela Alsobrooks or Republican Larry Hogan?
Hogan.
Hogan. Gotcha. Here are three statements. Please indicate which one of this is closest to your own view. The one says, I personally support a person's right to abortion and believe it should be legal and available. The second say, I am personally against abortion, but I do not believe the government should prevent someone from making that decision for themselves. And lastly, I personally believe having an abortion is wrong and should be illegal. Or the last and fourth option would be, don't know, I refuse to answer.
I think it's up to the state.
Okay. So you say, so it's up to the state.
Two.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, got it. Yeah. Based on what you know now, which of the following statements do you think best describes the situation in Maryland when it comes to the abortions legally? Abortion is legal and available in all cases in Maryland. Abortion is legal and available with some restrictions in Maryland. Abortion is banned with a few exceptions in Maryland. Abortion is totally banned in Maryland. Or you're not sure?
I think it's, I guess the second option is like, it's available, but there's restrictions.
With some restrictions. Okay, got it. Okay. How concerned are you about abortion access in Maryland? Are you not concerned at all? Not very concerned? Indifferent, neither concerned or unconcerned? Somewhat concerned, very concerned?
I'm not very concerned.
Got it. As you may know, ballot measures are proposed laws that the public votes on directly. How much have you heard about a ballot measure in your state to guarantee that your state constitutes protects the right to abortion? Have you heard a lot, heard some, heard only a little, or heard nothing at all.
I don't understand what the abortion thing. I mean, the abortion thing is not a big deal. We got bigger problems.
Got it. Okay. Based on what you know now, if the election were to held today, would you vote no or yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
I think it's a political bias. I mean, it's like we're playing abortion against, you know, all kinds of other real problems.
Mm-hmm. I mean, okay, so you probably will not vote on the ballot measure then, right?
No.
All right. Fair enough. Here's the next. Here's the text of question one. The amendment that might appear on the ballot in Maryland in the November 2024 elections. The proposed amendment confirms an individual's fundamental right to reproductive freedom, including but not limited
to
the ability.
You know what? I think you guys are like pulling down this abortion thing like it's a big deal. It's not a big deal. We've got bigger deals.
Okay, so you say it's not a big deal. So you really will not vote on the ballot measure. Gotcha. I understand that. Does the opportunity to vote on the abortion ballot measure in your state this November make you less or more motivated to vote? Or does not make no difference in your motivation vote?
And no difference.
Uh-huh. If you learn a candidate for political office supported the ballot measure, would that make you less or more likely to vote for that candidate, for the candidate? Or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
It would be less.
Less. Okay. Right. Give me a second here. If you learn a candidate for political office opposed the ballot measure, that would that make you less or more likely to vote for the candidate? Less, right? Okay. To the best of your knowledge, do Democrats want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? Want a national ban on abortion without exceptions? Want abortion to be legal national with some exceptions? Or want states to decide on their own abortion laws? I mean, what do you say?
Say that again?
No, none of the above. So, to the best of your knowledge, do Democrats want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? Want a national ban on abortion without exceptions, want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions, or want states to decide on their own abortion laws?
They want it to be legal.
Mm-hmm. Okay, give me a second here. All right. To the best of your knowledge, do Republicans want abortion to be legal and accessible? All right. Want a national ban on abortion without exceptions? Want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions? Or want states to decide on their own abortion laws?
States.
How do you think? Huh?
States to be.
Okay,
right.
Gotcha. How about you? Do you want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? Want a national ban on abortion without exceptions? Want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions, or want the states to be decide on their own abortion? You want the states to decide, right? When thinking about who to vote for in the race for United States Senate, how important is it to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issue of abortion? Is it very important? Somewhat unimportant, neutral, neither important nor unimportant. Somewhat important, right? When thinking about who to vote for in the race for president, how important is it to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issue of abortion? Is it very important, unimportant, somewhat unimportant? You're neutral, whether unimportant, okay? All right, you will now hear some information on a conservative policy agenda called Project 2025. Then answer some questions on it. Project 2025 is an agenda for the next for the next president that outlines a conservative takeover of the government through a series of policy proposals. It includes a plan to make abortion illegal and restrict access to reproductive health care by allowing the government to monitor people's pregnancies, including pregnancies that end in miscarriage.
We've got plenty of other problems in the world. You guys are worried about abortion. I mean, guys, give it a break.
This is the topic at hand, and we appreciate your opinion. We're almost done here, okay? I won't take much of your time.
No, we're done.
If you learned a candidate for political office, ma'am, supported the Project 2025, as I mentioned it, conservative policy agenda, and opposed the abortion ballot measure in your state, would that make you less or more likely to vote for that candidate? Or it doesn't make a difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
Say that again.
So if you learned that a candidate, all right, for political office supported the project, 2025 conservative policy agenda, and opposed to the abortion ballot measure in your state, would that make you less or more likely to vote for the candidate? Or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
It makes no difference.
No difference. Okay. Here's some statements made by people who support Democrats and abortion ballot measure. Please rate each statement on how convincing it is to vote for Democratic candidates. And yes, on the ballot measure, right? If Republicans win this November, they plan to enact Project 2025, which includes a national ban on abortion and monitoring people's pregnancies. This is why we need to protect our productive rights by voting for Democrats up and down the ballot, passing the abortion measure, and making some Republicans aren't able to enact Project 25. Is it not a convincing reason at all? Not a very convincing reason, somewhat convincing, or very convincing?
Not as convincing.
You said somewhat convincing? Okay. For all the women in our lives, and you yourself are a woman, we have the responsibility fight to protect their ability to make the healthcare decisions that are best for them. That means voting for Democratic candidates who prioritize women's reproductive freedom and voting yes on the ballot measure to protect abortion access. We owe it to our daughters, sisters, wives, and friends to make sure they can make decisions about their own bodies and lives. Would you say it's not a convincing reason at all to care for this ballot?
No, not a convincing reason at all.
Okay. Now, here are some statements made by people who support Republicans and oppose the abortion, just like you're saying, ballot measure, right? Please rate each statement on how convincing it is to vote for Republican candidates and no on the ballot measure. Now, Americans want a common sense position on abortion. That is why I vote for the Republicans who support reasonable exceptions to abortion bans. Like when a woman's life is at risk, or someone is raped, or the victim of incest, where you said it's not a convincing reason at all, not a very convincing reason, somewhat convincing, or very convincing.
Somewhat.
Okay. Scientists tell us that unborn babies are human beings with a heart who feel pain, make fists, make facial expressions, and their own organs are fully formed and will continue to grow. I'm voting, ma'am,